Hello.
And welcome to Bandwagon.
Hello.
I did it again. I intro'd like I was freaking, what's his name? The Aflac duck.
Yeah, Gilbert.
Gottfried.
Oh, how cute. You guys finish each other's sentences.
It's adorable.
Finish each other's racist names. Was it racist what he said?
Not really.
Something about the tsunami and I don't know.
I don't even know what he said.
I don't care. It's not about music, is it?
Ah, well.
Hello.
Aflac.
Oh, Lord. How far in are we? Let's see. About a minute in. And that's not even a minute of talking. We're already off topic. That's like a new record. That's straight to off topic.
Nice.
Good job on us. Welcome to Bandwagon. Well, I am your host, Brandon. Joining me as always, well, almost always, mostly always, reeking of cow is Mr. Rick Rowland.
That's me.
And Derek Littlejohn.
Hey there, buddy.
You're a fella. You're in the studio. That's neat.
I'm here.
We're happy you're here. Thanks for joining us. And that'll be all for us tonight. Well, thank you. Let's see. Where's our outro music?
Bye.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Wow, wow.
So we'll just jump straight into some here albums that we're releasing recently. Or recently, as I call
These it. Are ones that we're putting out soon.
No. I don't want to be I don't want to be responsible for these. I also don't want to be held responsible for some of these, which is almost the same thing, but not quite. So I guess as of tomorrow, a new Skindred album is dropping in.
A what?
Skindred.
I'm not familiar.
Really?
I don't think so.
It's like reggae metal.
Oh, remeda.
Look it up. Look it up.
Skindred.
Like skin, D-R-E-D.
Come on, it's Skindred.
Exactly. They have a new album called Kill the Power coming out.
Yeah, man, kill that power, man.
Yeah.
Do you see anything by them on there?
Hey, play that awesome song, Playing with the Devil, man.
Play Babylon.
Oh, no, man, play Babylon.
You can just click on it. You don't have to.
I'm trying to find the Babylon. There it is.
Yeah, just look it up.
Chill out.
Look it up, man.
Got it.
Just give it a second. It's good stuff.
I like it.
Can you get behind that?
I like that a lot. That's way fun.
What's their top ranked popularity song?
It's that one.
Babylon.
Is it?
Yeah.
What else is on that same album?
Oh wait, Nobody is.
Nobody. Higher. That
hey,
is.
Come on, you play Nobody.
Notice it's very similar.
I like it.
Love that.
Nobody gets out.
Great song. I'm trying to remember what soundtrack that was on.
It was an EA game.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
It's good stuff, right? Yeah, well, they have a new album dropping on the 18th called Kill the Power. Let's see. Also, I don't have anything to preview by them, but there's also a band called Issues releasing a self-titled album called Issues.
I know Issues.
Do you?
Yeah.
What kind of music is it?
It's like this.
You're going to look it up. While you're looking it up, I'll also say that there is a new album. I'm not particularly interested in We Are the In Crowd. It's a little, I don't know, it's a little more poppy than I typically like to listen to. But they have a new album called Weird Kids coming out. And Lost in the Trees has a new album called Past Life coming out. And then the two that we want to talk about here. Issues?
Issues what do you got? Is right here.
Okay.
Like this.
Not bad vocals. Good production.
Yeah.
What song is this off of what album?
This is The Worst of Them, and it's off of an EP. I think it's an EP. It's Black Diamonds.
Okay. Well, they have a new album that's self-titled coming out, and I have on here to preview Stingray Affection, but because you don't have iTunes set up, we can't preview that. So, and I know this is one that you're very excited about. The new Bayside album comes out tomorrow, and it is called Cult. You are licking your mustache.
I'm really excited, man.
And I know that Eric is so excited for Bayside.
I get paid.
God, I just can't wait for Bayside to come out.
I'm guessing that's one whose voice you can't stand.
I just, No.
I love it.
It's not for everybody. I admittedly, excited. I think they have great music. His voice gets hard for me to listen to for a whole album.
I listen to it for 8 in a row if I can.
8 albums in a row?
Yeah, sure.
Do they have that many?
No, this will be their 6th.
Okay.
But I'll still do it.
Wow, you knew that. Like, you were ready to go with that.
I know a lot about Bayside. I love Bayside.
I guess so.
Well, I mean, this is their 6th studio.
Like, I think Mute Math might be my favorite band. And if you ask me how many albums they have...
How many albums do they have?
I'd have to think about it. That was what I was getting to next. I don't even know. I'd have to count them up in my hands. You're like, 6. This is number 6.
This is 6th studio.
6th studio. Yes. Oh, you had that little gem ready to go, too.
Well, it's true.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I cannot contend with that. I have no clue. No bloody idea.
That's right. So back the fuck off.
Okay, man.
Anger.
Wow, you maybe knocked my mic out with fury. So yeah, new albums. There's other albums coming out, but those are the ones that I figure are probably prominent enough to actually discuss.
Yes.
So that's that. Rick, what have you been listening to?
I have been listening to this band that came out not recently.
Okay.
Called Brand New.
Oh, they've been around for a while.
Yes.
They do things.
I have this this song changes quite a bit as it goes. So I just did my own sample because I think Amazon's going to fuck it up.
You don't trust Amazon?
Yeah, I don't think they'll pick the right spot. This one's Okay, I Believe You, but my Tommy Gun does.
Oh!
I love this song.
That's off Deja Intendu, isn't it?
Yes. I love this band.
I love the elements of prog thrown in there.
Yes.
It's still got that little bit of tinge of emo in the vocals and the lyricism style. But I mean, anyway, it's like original emo.
Yeah.
It's not shitty. Quite as angsty as it gets.
Yeah. So that's that.
I like it.
I really love Brand New.
Yeah. I think I've probably talked about it. If I talked about it, it was probably on Soundwave. Do you know what my favorite song off that album is?
Yeah. Of course I do. Let me get it for you.
I think it's everyone's favorite.
Yeah. Well, it's, definitely a really good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, here's the sad part. I know that's my favorite song, and I do not remember what it's called.
Sick Transit Glory. Sick Transit Glory. Fades.
I knew the minute I heard Sick that I was going to remember the rest of it. I just couldn't remember what past Sick is there. I don't typically like what qualifies as emo. But when it's coupled with a little bit more punk flavoring at occasion and prog flavoring at others, I can swallow it a lot easier.
Well, and it's not like emo. It's emo like what emo originally was, which is just emotional. Yeah. It's he's in touch with emotions.
And just he puts
his emotions in his songs. That's what he does. It's not like
it's actually about.
It's not emo things. Like not, I'm just sad.
Yeah, it's
let
not
me
the,
bitch.
The bullshit Hot Topic emo.
Right.
No.
Right,
no.
Exactly.
It's not your prepackaged angst emo. Yeah.
Right.
Which it's funny to draw that many different lines around what qualifies as emo, but in some ways you have to. Otherwise, bands like Brand New are going to get sucked in with a lot of the nonsense that's released now.
Yeah.
That's one of the problems with the explosion of music, I guess, where everyone now can make bands. Well, everyone wants to be like these bands from what they used to listen to back in the day, so they just do kind of crappy versions of that angsty feel.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't pull off the angst, you just cheapen the whole thing.
Yeah, and a lot of these original bands they had angry people, and they were actually putting anger into stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's just people like, anger's cool, so I'm mad.
I'm angry because it's mainstream. Eric, what you been listening to?
I haven't really been listening to much lately. I've been too busy watching Star Trek and playing video games.
Pull up something from the Star Trek soundtrack.
Yeah, there you go. The last thing I listened to, the last full album I listened to was Cheshire Cat from Blink-182.
Ah. So
that goes to show you how hip I am with the scene.
You know, that's the thing about album, music. Though. It doesn't require you to be hip with the scene. Right. It's just as long as you find music you enjoy. Yeah, that's what it's really about. Like it.
It's a good album.
Play Eminem's. That's a good song. Or...
It is a good song. You're right.
Yeah.
We're on the same page here, fucker.
Well, and then you go and call him that.
get your women drive to Madagascar. Cause when I'm with you, there's nothing I want to do. I just want to be your only.
Don't lick the microphone, don't
you? It was oral twerking.
Oh, good. I want a shirt with oral twerking on it.
We should make them for this show.
You know, we've had ideas we'll for there. What we should be doing for like merchandise for t-shirts.
That's
and stuff.
That's for this show.
stuff past like the logo shirts and everything. And I feel like I'm a little nervous that a shirt with a quote by me, the first thing that's going to come out is going to be oral twerking. And I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I think it would be awesome. Kind of have like the Rolling Stones like lips thing with the tongue hanging out. Oral twerking.
and that goes with it all too well. I don't really have much in the way of news right now, although I did notice, apparently, I don't know how prestigious the Loudwire Music Awards are. I can't imagine incredibly prestigious.
No.
Although Loudwire, I guess, is pretty sought after and is a pretty decent resource for some music news. Yeah. Well, they won, Skillet won the third annual Loudwire Music Awards. For best rock album.
So they are just as much a sellouts as like all the other stuff then, because
Pearl Jam's in there.
Oh, is it? Okay, well, never mind.
Does everyone know what Skillet is, or should I play something?
You should play something off of Rise, because that's the album that won. Maybe play what's the most popular song on there?
Not Gonna Die.
Not Gonna
that's,
Die.
That would have been the song I think I would have recommended anyway.
Okie dokie. We'll do it.
It's pretty decent. The music video for it is actually pretty cool. Female vocals in it are decent, but not as good as when his wife was the one singing.
Yeah.
John Cooper's got beastly vocals to me.
He has good vocals, yeah.
I mean, sure, when you break it apart, they might, you know, play decent music. Like, you know, the guy's got a good voice, or they can play some slamming guitars. But, I mean, this shit sounds just the same as all the other radio bands that are out there. How is that a good rock album? That's what.
Well, that's
me.
One. You're listening to one song off of the whole album. The album, I mean, the whole
Skillet is, and they're one of those bands. When I hear them on the radio, it's like, you know, which one is this? Because they all sound the same to me, anyway.
I don't know. I think John Cooper has a very distinctive voice, and coupled with actual female vocals intermittently thrown in, not a lot of bands have an even mix between the two, yeah. Or even a healthy mix between the two. Yeah. It seems like if a band has one or the other, what's a good example? I felt like, was it with Temptation or something? I can't remember. Doesn't matter. There's a couple of bands that have prominent female vocals and the occasional male vocalist, but it's so heavy-handed one way or the other that it's just really off-putting.
Yeah.
When you hear something besides what you expect, it feels like you're listening to a different band. I felt like Skillet on this album and really well on Comatose.
Comatose.
Comatose. I felt like they really struck the balance well between male and female vocals just
to
break it up.
There's also Awake.
That was okay. I didn't care for Awake as much.
I didn't listen to a whole lot of it.
But I know we talked about Rise when it came out. We talked about it on Soundwave a bit. But that was an album that I was impressed by, but it had some weird production choices. But ultimately, as far as just true rock albums that came out last year, yeah, I guess it was one of the ones I liked better.
It's a solid one.
It beat out what it got 31.5% of the vote. The one that it beat that was closest to it was Alter Bridge. That was off by, I think it was 0.3%. So they got 31.2%. The next closest, I think, was Avenged Sevenfold, which got like 20 something, maybe. I can't remember for sure. Yeah. But it was the gap between second and third was pretty enormous.
Yeah.
And then there were albums like AFI's Burials got like 0.3%.
Huh.
And Pearl Jam, I think, got like point something percent. I think the voting might have been a little askewed.
I think so. Well, that, I mean, I like Avenged Sevenfold, but that album was
terrible. Was trash.
It was bad.
Definitely not their strongest effort by any stretch of the imagination.
Nope.
Let me see here. Oh, I got it pulled up here. Alter Bridge's Fortress got 31.2%. Avenged Sevenfold's Hail to the King got 17.32%. Other notable scores in here. Let's see. Albums that I thought should have done better. Queens of the Stone Age's Like Clockwork got 1.11%.
Yeah.
That's bad. Yeah. That's not right.
That's incorrect.
Grossly incorrect.
Well, the AFI album was really solid.
0.74%.
That getting beat out by Avenged Sevenfold's just shows.
Well, in the Pearl Jam album.
That's not
too.
Quite right. Just, yeah. The Pearl Jam album was good too.
Lightning Bolt got 0.82%.
It's just how skewed like some of this stuff is for the guys that their record labels pay the most for them to be on the radio, so they pay the most for them to win awards. You know,
I don't know. Pearl Jam should have been up higher by that logic as well. Skillet's Rise was not put out by anything major, if I remember right. It's put out by BEC Records, which is an offshoot of Tooth & Nail. It's a sister company of Tooth & Nail, which is independent record label. So that doesn't work either. Skillet, I don't know how they won this. It was a good album, but was it better than... Was it better than Five Finger Death Punch's The Wrong Side of Heaven, The Righteous Side of Hell? Probably, but not by the amount that I'm seeing here, which Five Finger Death Punch only got 5.74%. And for something like Loudwire, I would have expected that to be a much bigger bar.
Yeah.
Or Pearl Jam, Lightning Bolt, 0.82%. That's probably wrong. Now, I didn't listen to Seven Dust's Blackout the Sun. It only got 1.65% of the vote. But in any case, I think what I'm seeing here is that Loudwire must have advertised heavier for Alter Bridge, Avenged Sevenfold, and Skillet. So that's probably what got out there more.
Yeah.
Either that or those bands' marketing cared more about winning this, so they really pushed it heavily.
Yeah.
And here we are covering it. Shoot. I'm not helping matters. But in any case, that's a thing.
Yeah, but I will say that Avenged Sevenfold's album sucked, so...
That was awful.
So we're covering it, but also don't go buy it.
No. Skillet's Rise, I think, is worth buying. It's definitely their best album since Comatose, which, granted, is only two albums away.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There are some songs in there that I really, really like. I like the balance between... John's vocals, and I think it's their drummer who is also recording female vocals now. As far as original band members go, it's just John, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think so.
they're down to just John and original, and his voice is the recognizable aspect of it anyway. Well, like you were saying, Eric, their music might not set them apart. I mean, if you stripped away all the vocals, what you're left with is
the same stuff.
Is generic rock.
Right.
Unfortunately, that goes for a lot of rock now.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Most rock.
Well, at least the radio stuff or the guys that are going to be getting the kind of promotion like that are going to be on some kind of award show, it's all the same.
Although I will say I do appreciate that Skillet, I don't know if they pioneered it, so to speak, but they really brought back into like the rock scene, the throwing a little symphonic aspect in there, throwing the cellos and the strings. They brought it more to the forefront with Comatose.
Yeah, Comatose.
And that's really been cool. A lot more present on a lot more recent rock now, too.
Yeah.
But, it's a thing. I definitely think Rise is worth picking up. I don't know if it was rock album of the year, but, they won it, so congratulations to them, I guess.
Well, according to some. According to Loudwire.
Yeah. According to Loudwire, yeah. Me personally, I just realized I forgot to say what I'm listening to. I've been listening to Further Seems Forever's, it's their newest album, even though I think it came out in 2012, if I remember right, Penny Black. Will you play Way Down?
I can play that, yeah.
I appreciate that.
I sure will. Here you go. You're welcome.
I really like this album. They're back with their original frontman, Chris Caraba.
Yeah.
And I like his vocals a lot better than the guy who replaced him on, like, was it How to Start a Fire or something? I can't remember now. Their older stuff, anyway.
Sure.
There are some mixing issues on the album. Like, just some production issues. But all around, it's one of those albums that... Once I've listened to it all the way through, it's actually quite an experience.
Okay.
It just flows so well from song to song to song that even though there are some production issues, it somehow makes it feel a little more visceral.
Yeah.
It makes it feel a little more raw. And then it ends with, I think it's called Janie. The last song. It's just this kind of like a little sad. It's very melancholy, but this kind of beautiful acoustic piece. At least I think it is. Play a sample of it. Just see what...
I'll do it.
Just play a sample. Just
I'll fucking do it, man.
Okay. I'm sorry, but summer is over and done and I'm Eric looks so shocked.
Before it's yeah.
too long. I don't know. This stuff gets me when it's on the same album as a little more alt pop.
Sure.
It's
sure.
Kind of got a little... I don't know why I'm thinking of like the Deftones, like much later Deftones, obviously.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the vocal, like whispery kind of...
I like that stuff.
It's not bad.
It's...
It started out kind of weird. I was like,
really?
Wait a minute. What?
Well, that's kind of how I felt on the album, too. But, I mean, if anyone can pull off that kind of vocal, to me, it's Chris Caraba. I don't know. The album on the whole, it bounces back and forth between Further Seems Forever's old style, which they used to be very kind of, I don't know, like kind of alternative emo a little bit. Mm-hmm. If that's even a genre, they did it. I guess they made that. No, by no stretch of the imagination did they create anything. But their newest album, it was just very different from what I was expecting, and they really pulled it off, I thought. And I just love the back and forth between songs like what you heard, Way Down, which is kind of got a little more alternative feel to it. It's not heavy or anything, but play just a clip of System of Symmetry. I think this might be my favorite song on the album.
This is one that I liked from
Yes. I just love that big drop in the back, or that yeah. big bass in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the... We're just going to say yeah back and forth.
I like bass.
Yeah. Well, I like production value in the song.
Yeah.
Even if it's got a little minimal feel to it, I like the kind of, like you were saying, Eric, the kind of whispery vocals with the big beat. I like that stuff.
Yeah.
I like the contrast, and this has a little more electronic, that little in the background. Yeah.
When you told me about this, when it came out, told me to listen to it, I listened to it. I didn't like it that much, but I was in sort of a Devil Wears Prada mode.
Yeah, yeah, they don't mesh.
And I was like, nah, this sucks. but then I went back and listened to it probably 6 months later.
Yeah.
And I liked it a lot better. It's not my main type of music that I would listen to. But I liked it. It was good.
I thought it was well done. It's not my first choice for what kind of music I typically like.
Right.
But honestly, the vocal performance on the album is so strong that it pulls the style in for me. And there's a song, I think it's the very first song on the album. It's called So Cold. I saw the music video for it. It's pretty good. But his vocal performance on it is really good, especially for the genre.
Yeah.
It's not going to win American Idol. not that that's a judge. Any kind of judge of...
I was going to say that doesn't apply to music.
Chris Caraba won't win American Idol, but I don't know. But he can record a mean vocal line, and songs like Way Down really show that. And then songs like Janie show off the kind of more real mellow, low-key, almost whispery, very sentimental and kind of melancholy. I like it. And all of those other adjectives that apply to it.
Other things.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. We're gonna move forward. Let's talk about our discussion topic. I decided that we're going to start implementing discussion topics to try to keep ourselves on track again.
Yeah.
So now I'm back to keeping a list of those on hand, just so that the second half of the show isn't a rambly, warbly mess.
I shan't allow the discussion topics to work.
You're determined to set us
I
off.
Shall destroy it.
All right, I appreciate that.
Destroy.
I appreciate that you care enough.
Destroy.
Destroy.
Set phasers to murder. This week, we're going to discuss a little bit about what bands we wish we could see live, whether they exist currently, exist in the past, the members are dead, all that madness. I don't know. I've been on a bit of a live album kick, and it got me thinking about bands that I'd want to see live if I had the opportunity.
Yeah.
And don't feel restricted if it's bands that do exist now. Don't feel like you have to pick one that they're not around anymore, that they have
any
dead
band
members.
That you just want to see.
Yeah, just what band would you want to see? Eric, we want to kick us off?
Man, I would have to say my biggest one would probably be The Smiths.
It's a
sound I grew up with. My mom listened to it all the time. You know, by the time I was 6 years old, I knew their songs by heart, you know. And unfortunately, they broke up, you know, when I was, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years old.
Probably weren't going to get to a live show.
And I definitely don't want to go see Morrissey because I would be accosted by gay men. So,
Will you?
Probably. Well, gay men and old goth chicks, I guess. Older goth. Well, that, I mean, that's okay. They're girls, but, you know. But
still off-putting in its own way.
Yeah. I would kill to be able to see The Smiths.
And then just to specify, you don't have to put it this way if you don't want. A lot of times bands will go on tour in support of an album. Do you have an album which you would have wanted to see them going on in support of? Just like which album you'd want to see them perform?
I would probably want to see Strange Ways Here We Come, which is probably the one, like I said, my mom listened to it a lot. It probably the one that sticks out most to me.
That's the one that you'd want to see performed.
Either that or Louder Than Bombs. What are the two? I just want to see them. You know, I could care less what album it was. If they did a reunion,
play
tour,
the hits.
One show, $5,000 a ticket. I would probably sell a kidney to be able to go and see it. You know,
cut me open, take my kidney. I'm going to see The Smiths.
It would be sweet.
I'm going to get in my time travel machine.
Oh, man, if you want to play one, Panic is one that people would realize.
It's remastered, but it's still there.
Yeah, that's a remastered album.
Oh, I've heard this song.
Oh, yeah. See, and like I was saying, I think a couple weeks ago, The Smiths is one of those bands that people don't realize. They don't recognize their songs, or they don't recognize the band, but they know the songs.
They're prominent enough that their stuff has eked into popular media, even if it's in the background of scenes or something. Yep. You've heard it, you don't realize it. Yep. Yeah, I've heard this song. I like it.
Mm.
All right. How about you, Rick?
The Ramones.
You'd want to see the Ramones?
I forgot about the Ramones.
The original Ramones. For sure.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
In support of what album do you think?
Any of them? The Ramones?
Pretty much, but
Gabba Gabba, hey?
All of it.
Rocket to Russia.
Rocket to Russia. That's a good choice.
I think that would be probably it. Because this, like, I love. I love how they did stuff like "We're a Happy Family."
We're a happy.
I love this song. It's just I love the Ramones. And I would, if I could go see the Ramones, totally I'd do it.
Yeah.
But like the original, before they replaced Dee Dee and stuff like that. Man. Early 80s Ramones.
Yeah.
I mean the original drummer left pretty quick. Without him it'd be fine, but you know, still
with Dee Dee and not Marky.
Right. Before Dee Dee started trying to do rap. And
did it really happen?
He failed hard.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
See, I know next to nothing about them. I mean, I recognize songs by them. I could tell when it's the Ramones, but I wouldn't have known anything about that.
I don't even know if there's going to be.
Probably not.
No.
That's not happening.
I'm not going to play.
What's this solo performances? Ramones.
Yeah. Nah. But another one would be Guns N' Roses.
Oh, okay.
Their stage performances were so insane. Axl was just stupid as
when
shit.
When he actually felt like completing an entire show and not being a complete douchebag.
Right.
It would have been a sight to see.
I mean, songs like Mr. Brownstone, like this. I'd love to see these guys too. Original. Not Axl Rose's new Guns N' Roses.
I'd rather Chinese see, Democracy.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
No. I'd rather see Slash in the Snake Pit if I was going to go for a Guns N' Roses band. Slash in the Snake Pit rocks, dude.
Yeah,
those
dude.
Are cool.
Well, I mean, and a Velvet Revolver I'd see too.
Okay.
But, I mean, original Guns N' Roses in the 80s, I'd totally go see that. That's fucking just, it's
the
crazy,
real thing,
man.
The real thing.
Yeah.
Rock as it was intended to be.
Yeah. Well, like 80s rock, not glam.
Right.
Good shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Whiskey and heroin induced 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Watching Slash try to play the intro to Welcome to the Jungle.
No, dude, that guy
super
get,
drunk.
Dude, that guy could get completely blitzed out of his skull and still have utter mastery over the guitar, though.
Well, there's a video on YouTube of him playing the intro to Welcome to the Jungle, and he's doing it, and he's like not getting it right, and he just looks at the drummer. And he's like, he just nods at him. And he's like, just start playing.
Yeah. Like, right.
Everyone's just looking at him like, what are you doing? He's just like, I got fucking nothing. Go.
Pink. It's the pinky. The pinky won't do it. It won't.
And
go
then they
where
just started
it.
Playing the song. And then he totally recovered.
I knew I shouldn't have shot that heroin between my fingertips.
He's so fucking.
They're numb. The fingers. They're all numb. It's not happening.
Well, he had like this look of fear. He's like looking at the guitar, and he looks up, and he's like, "Uh oh, I can't do it,
guys. I just realized I am really high." Like this is bad for me right now.
Well, as much as I would say, I mean, that's not being professional, but he is a very professional person compared to Axl.
Yeah.
And you know, that would probably be highly embarrassing. But I mean, some days you're off and some days you're on, yeah. You know, so.
Oh, and as complex as some of the stuff off. That he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give him a little room to work.
Well, and he totally
hammer-ons and all.
Once he got the drums going, he totally recovered and got it figured out.
That's how that song goes.
But that's it's just hard intro to play because you got to play in time with the echoes and stuff that he's got on it, the effects.
And if you're high, that's got to mess with you. Like the echoes. Is that me? How many of me are there? Am I going forward in time? Well, I mean, I am, but. And then he forgets to play the guitar, and he starts thinking about time travel.
Yeah,
and,
it got weird.
And then he looks at the drummer, and he's like, oh, yeah, we're playing. We're here now. Okay.
Do it. Go. Just play drums.
Were you talking to me? I will. I'll do it. I'll go play drums.
Leave. Bye. I got this.
I'm going to take it a different direction. If I could see someone live, there are two bands that I'd really... Or there's two groups that I'd really like to see live. I'll go with the less obvious... choice first, just to experience the phenomenon that he kind of kicked off. I would really like to have seen Elvis perform.
Yeah, I thought about Elvis too. Sure.
I have no idea what I'd want to see him perform
before he was the Rhinestone.
Yes,
fat
original Elvis.
Right.
Like I don't know. I just to see him kick off Hound Dog and watch everyone go ballistic,
just go nuts. Yeah,
I mean that's. To me, that's bigger than seeing the Beatles play at what was it, the Sullivan Show?
Yeah, at Sullivan.
Was that where they like they came on and the whole crowd just went bananas? Yep. I don't care about that as much, but I don't care what you say. This stuff is timeless to me.
I like Elvis.
All right, good. This is better. This is a better reception than I was expecting. I really would have liked to see Elvis perform this stuff. Just to see the phenomenon where it began, you know?
Yeah.
Because how much of what rock is today, we owe it to a lot of the stuff that Elvis pioneered in its own way.
Oh, yeah. And I, for the same reason, I'd love to see Johnny Cash perform in the 60s or 50s.
I'll pull it a little further forward. I would have loved to see... I would have loved to have heard Fortunate Son live by Creedence.
Oh,
that'd have been something, right?
That's another one. Creedence Clearwater Revival, I'd love to see live.
That, I mean, I wouldn't even need to see the whole concert. If I just saw Fortunate Son, I'd be okay. I could go home after.
I'd love to see Jimi Hendrix, too. It's another one.
Woodstock, man.
Well, I can't go. that's why I want to.
Let's go back in time and fix this issue that we didn't get to see all these guys perform live. The other one that I it's more for the spectacle. I really would have liked to see... I would like to see Daft Punk just to experience what they do live. I've heard nothing but incredible things about their live. You can't even call them performances, though. I know they have some synthesizer, and I know that they do some work behind the scenes, but ultimately, how much of it is them just, they press a button? and then they act like they're doing stuff?
That's the one problem that I have, like, with that kind of music. I mean, recorded, it's fine, but
Discovery, go off Discovery.
like a live performance? Like, I really don't know. Like,
does it count?
How much of it are they performing, and how much of it is just like them dancing around,
like they hit
touching a keyboard, you know, change E to A to
yeah,
D, you know,
like they have all their loops and stuff set up. Is it even them?
Right.
Is it them inside the suit?
I've heard discussion about that.
Yeah, I really don't think it is anymore. I think that the guys who were the original duo are sitting at home in France in their enormous houses, and I think they watched two guys pretend to be them play with Stevie Wonder at the Grammys or whatever it was. I don't think that they were there for that. I think it was just two guys with the helmets on. There's no way to know, unless the guys from Daft Punk actually come out and say, yeah, that was us. But even then, maybe not. It's conspiracy.
But I don't know.
If I had to pick a more current band to see, like an actual see a performance, I would love to see the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I really would like to see them perform in support of, what was it? The one with All My Life on it. What was the album called? Is it called All My Life?
Yeah.
It's got a picture of a heart on it. It's a black album. Well, that's All My Life.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I love this song.
Sure.
I love this song. What's it called?
It's from album
it's that
One by One.
Song, isn't it?
Oh, One by One.
Yeah.
That was a bad Foo Fighters trick.
What's that?
I said, is this the Mentos song? Or the Futos? Way
is
back
it?
In the day? No.
Okay.
That was off their first album. You know, like, did you remember that video? And it was mocking the Mentos commercials?
I guess I don't.
Go to their first album. It's the one with the laser gun on it. And I'll remember the name
isn't it
of the
actually,
song.
It, isn't it actually called Foo Fighters?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first album is.
Yeah.
Shit, now I can't remember.
Well, shit then.
What is it, the Mentos?
Is it Big Me? I think it's Big Me.
Yeah. Big Me.
Yeah, this is it.
What is this?
This is like their breakout song when they first came out. And
it
the
is?
Whole, yeah, the whole video was like mocking the Mentos commercials. Like they were like walking across the street like carrying like a Volkswagen Beetle, and then they would all turn to the camera with their thumbs up like it was really, really good video.
I did not know that. I'm not up on my Dave Grohl, I guess. But I really would have liked to see them perform in support of either One by One or I'd just see them today. I could give a crap.
You know, Dave Grohl still, unlike a lot of other bands, like they're like, oh, I don't want to play this crap because, you know, I've played it so much. You know, I don't think my fans want to hear it. He knows that when he plays a show, everybody wants to hear everything that they've done. So they throw in everything.
Although I heard something about, I think it was, I can't remember the name of the album. It was the one that had The Best of You. I think he said that they only play a couple of the songs.
Yeah, that's their first album, I think.
No, I think that's more recent than that. I think that's their third album, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. It's the one that's got The Best of You on it. In any case,
In Your Honor.
What?
In Your Honor.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Everlong is on that one. Best song ever.
Everlong is a great song.
Yeah.
It's best song ever long.
You know,
nope.
the acoustic version of that one, you know, you've heard it before.
Yeah.
I remember I was working at an animal shelter and I was listening to Howard Stern, which is where it was recorded. And I almost cried when he started because, I mean, just like the emotional impact of it. And that was like the live, him actually doing that song, recording it live. You know, that's where that comes from. And it's just so hauntingly beautiful. Like I stopped.
He's great at what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone, there's a lot of respect for Dave Grohl in the music community.
Yeah,
He's recognized as Mr. Nice Guy in the rock community.
He's a good dude.
And that's a really cool, when it comes to rock persona, it's really cool that there's somebody who is that popular, who is perfectly okay with being Mr. Nice Guy.
And not being just a fucking douchebag.
Yeah. Know? His antics.
Like Axl Rose kind of douchebag, you know?
That's the ultimate.
His antics on stage really... They serve just to show this, like, yeah, he really is Mr. Nice Guy. His antics, he doesn't have to resort to, what, a badassery or what have you.
And it's funny, too, like, all his old, like, looking at the pictures of him from Nirvana, and, you know, Kurt Cobain just looks like Kurt Cobain, and then Novoselic looks like Novoselic, and then he's in the back, just the biggest smile on his face, you know.
I'm like, happy
just,
to be here.
You know, yeah, just like, hey, I'm the drummer. Hi.
No, I don't want to go out and play, just want to bang on the drums all day. And Kurt Cobain's up front, like you said, I'm Kurt Cobain. That there really is no other way to explain him. Kurt Cobain always just kind of looked like
just blah.
It just I'm he's here. Constantly high and very aware that he is popular.
Right.
Yeah.
He had a look on his face that makes you want to slap him, and then he shot it off with a gun.
Yes.
that's not something to laugh about.
I don't like him.
Suicide's not funny.
It's been long enough. We can laugh at it.
Yeah, not too soon. Well, to some people, it's probably still too soon. Some people get latched onto stuff, man, I tell you.
Yeah, come on, let it go.
And then just real quick, I think we've talked about this before, but it's still fun to talk about. What is your favorite concert that you've ever been to? Like, your favorite band to see live that you've actually seen live? Rick, how about you? Did I throw you for a loop there just now?
Yeah, but I got it. Okay. Atreyu.
Yeah? That was your favorite band to see live?
Yeah, they were touring for The Curse.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, The Curse. I don't remember that album.
Yeah, they did it.
Well, I imagine they did.
It was one of theirs.
Yeah, that happened. The Curse happened by Atreyu.
The Curse had stuff.
I'm trying to remember the album.
It had stuff on it like this. Hang on, I'm trying to fucking get this.
I don't believe that it had stuff on it.
Stuff such as... Bleeding Mascara.
Bleeding Mascara?
They also had The Crimson.
That's a pretty terrible song title.
Yeah.
What?
He's not saying the one bleeding mascara.
No, I know, but the, like, that's just like, okay.
That's an odd song.
No, it's
this
like.
Is cool. I like those.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not used to pre-singing nature Atreyu. I don't think I started listening to Atreyu until, what was it? What was the one with the Bull in the Horns or Bull by the Horns or.
Lead Sales Paper Anger?
Yeah, that's the album.
Yeah.
I don't think I started listening to Atreyu until that album, and I think I only listened to that album. What's that song? Becoming the Bull. That's what it was. Bull by the Horns. There's no horns in that song.
It's Bull.
The Bull. Yeah. Eric, how about you? What's your favorite album or favorite band?
Oh, man.
The Atreyu concert. I also broke my ankle at that one too.
Why?
Just for a fun fact. I didn't try to.
Well, I didn't figure. I don't think you like.
I got pushed into the mosh pit because that's what they do.
Okay.
And the big guy stomped on it, but then he rescued me and pulled me out.
Would you say he's your Superman?
Yeah, he's my Superman.
The fat man that broke your ankle.
If you're listening, big guy.
Thanks.
It's like a misconnection on Craigslist.
Minneapolis.
You broke my ankle.
You stomped on my ankle after pushing me into a mosh pit at a train.
He didn't push me in. He just stomped my ankle. Someone else pushed me in.
It's fine.
Technicalities. It still sounds like a misconnection. Eric, how about you?
Oh, man. When I was in high school living in Baltimore, they had a local radio station. It's called HFS, and they used to throw the HF Festival. And the biggest acts at that time were always there. Everybody from Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine, Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. I mean,
really?
The Deftones, all kinds of great
shit.
That's
quite a concert.
Yeah, and we actually lived three doors down from their morning DJ.
Did Three Doors Down come?
No, but...
I had the same
Did you still
thought.
Call him Superman? Was that them? That was them, right?
Yeah, that's... Okay. That. They actually might have been there now that you mention it.
Long as they perform Kryptonite.
Because it was the biggest act. I mean, it was completely awesome, and we used to get free tickets every year.
Wow,
we got backstage passes from our radio DJ neighbor, and it was the shit. It was the fucking coolest, dude.
I think I want to add one band from what you said that I would have loved to see live, and that was Rage Against the Machine.
I also the first concert I ever went to. In 97 was Rage Against the Machine and the Wu-Tang Clan.
And they together?
Yeah, and they actually, dude.
That doesn't even make sense to me.
Yeah, well, no. Well,
I guess I see it.
Rage Against the Machine was real big in the hip-hop community.
I guess they were, weren't they?
And
I
then
forget
kind of,
that sometimes.
Wu-Tang Clan was also very kind of like, at the time they attracted a lot of white boy fans, you know, because they
both had crossover appeal.
They weren't like the gangster rappers. They were more like just good time, fucking shame on a nigga, you know. But that one kicked ass because they came out and played together like for like the last hour of the show. It was like them just like they would do one Wu-Tang song and, you know, Tom Morello would be playing the guitar for the Wu-Tang song, and then they would do a Rage Against the Machine song, and the old dirty bastard would, you know, did Bulls on Parade, and it was just the dirtiest, stankiest thing ever. It was so cool, man. It was awesome. And I just can't believe my parents let me go to that.
I can't either.
I was like 15. I went with my best friend Dustin. It was the shit. It was so cool.
I think my favorite concert I've ever seen live, if only for the production quality of everything, I thought it was awesome to see Linkin Park tour in support of 1,000 Suns.
Yeah.
Linkin Park was at the HF Festival before they blew up. They even played the second stage, not like on the main stage. This is how groundbreaking HF Festival was, I mean, for the time.
You saw Linkin Park before they were even headlining things. That's actually pretty crazy. You're old, man.
I know.
that's some indie cred right there. I saw Linkin Park when they were still playing second stage.
And there's like 100 people on the second stage. You know, everybody else is filling up RFK Stadium. I mean, 50,000 people, and there's like 100 watching Linkin Park.
And we're gonna go play Crawling on this stage over here. Maybe we'll play main stages someday. But when Rick, you were there. We saw
Linkin Park together.
That's right. I was getting nervous about that concert when we had to see Does It Offend You? Yeah, perform. Those guys were so boring.
Oh,
do you remember that?
It was fucking awful.
It wasn't even good enough. It didn't make me feel anything to even be offended. And that was in
the fucking Monkeys Are Coming.
That was
the lyrics to a whole song.
Like, that was all he shouted for, like, the second half of a song. At least, I think it was a song. It sounded exactly like the previous three, quote-unquote, songs.
It was awful.
It was awful.
Just shit.
And then some band called... Oh, it's going to bug me now. The next band that came out, they were like an electro rock.
Wasn't it supposed to be Pendulum?
Pendulum. That was the band.
Yeah.
So is that the worst show that you've ever seen?
No.
Well, Does It Offend You? Yeah, was pretty shitty.
Does It Offend You? Yeah, was a really bad opening act. And then I think it was Pendulum was the next band on stage, and they did awesome.
Yeah,
like, they did really well. It was a perfect setup for what came after, which was Linkin Park's. They were touring in support of 1,000 Suns, which I know that Linkin Park fanboys didn't like that album, but I loved it. And just the production quality of everything. They put on such a spectacle.
It was quite a show.
And, I mean, nobody really can hold a stage like Chester and Mike, as far as I'm concerned. They just did such a great job of working the whole building. I mean,
it was the ground shook
with every note. And,
well, and everyone who was at the concert got, like, the free download of the live concert.
Yeah, that's an awesome thing.
I still have that, and I listen to it a lot, because I'm like... So good.
Yeah. Well, plus they actually had a couple... They did something in there where they did a little fan service where they actually played a medley of their songs, mm-hmm. where they're just bouncing through them. And they even threw a drum solo in there for good measure.
Yep.
Granted, their drummer isn't exactly a groundbreaking percussionist, so it wasn't exactly the craziest of solos, but it was still cool that they worked into a song.
Right.
But, of the songs I've heard them perform... And all of the songs that had all of the production value, you know, the whole light show going on with the huge screens behind them and everything,
yeah.
I still think I liked Bleed It Out best. When they performed Bleed It Out, it just, the whole arena just rocked. That was awesome to me. And, I mean...
Didn't they merged an old song with it, too?
Yes, and that was awesome. What was so cool, that he broke into Bleed It Out.
Yeah.
Where they broke into the...
What song was that they merged with?
I do not remember.
I know the lyrics.
They merged it into Bleed It Out, where they all of a sudden he was Mike kicked into the verse and of Bleed It Out, and then Chester coming in over the top of him just screeching I Bleed It Out. I don't know, that song just amps me every single time I hear it, but I get amped easy, I guess. I get excited by things
they merged A Place For My Head, the rap from that, into it.
Yes. Yep. Yes. That's what it was. You're right. You're right. And that was, I mean, it was done so, no, I didn't see it coming.
No.
And the way that they did it was so smooth. I honestly, it's, for a second,
it sounds like the lyrics could have been in there.
Yeah. Which maybe that's actually not good, because what that says is your songs are so similar that you can merge them together and people might not notice.
Well, I mean, the A Place for My Head is really different than that song, but they just matched the tempo of the rap.
Yes.
Just played the bleeded out sound underneath it.
Yeah. That album was an awesome performance, or that concert was an awesome performance. And as a result, every time I listen to that album, after seeing it live, I listened, I think, to the live recording more than I listened to A Thousand Suns, just because I was remembering like that medley that they threw in there.
Right.
And I think that was part of Bleed It Out was part of the medley. But yeah, everyone went ballistic when that came on.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just realizing now that we've been talking way too long. But that's okay. That's what we do. We talk and we talk long. So we'd be interested to hear from you. If you have any albums that you'd have liked to see bands perform in defense of, not defense, support. They're not defending it. They're just,
this album doesn't suck. It's like, you must play it live.
Like I'm picturing them playing in a court of law and a judge has to decide and like render a verdict of suck or does not suck. What bands would you have liked to see live? If they're current or old or dead or members broke up, went to different bands, who would you have liked to see? Let us know. Send it to feedback@blindninjatunes.com. If you have any feedback on this episode or any other episode of Bandwagon, because it's the only show that matters, just kidding. There's also shows like Breaking Brief that shows up. I think it's on Thursdays. Can't remember for sure now.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Thursdays. And then the Department of Defense goes live on Saturdays. We have Console Cowboys that's up on Fridays. I'm saying I'm out of order. Doesn't matter. You know the schedule. You're a huge fan of Blind Ninja Studios. That's why you're here.
And if you don't know the schedule, you can always go on blindninjastudios.com to see what's going on.
It's all on there. If you can't figure it out, it's your own fault, idiot. That was rude. I apologize.
Please like us still.
And of course, we'll be back next Monday with a brand new episode of Bandwagon. I almost said Soundwave. This isn't Soundwave. This is Bandwagon. It's a different thing. It's not the other thing. Thanks, guys, and have a great night. Assuming it's night. If it's day, have a great day.
Bye. 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 Goodbye.